We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome into Beers on Us with Mike Lynch and Patrick Harris. Thanks so much for listening. Wherever and whenever you're listening, it's probably beer o'clock, and we've got a lot of good stuff coming up for you right here on the podcast starting right now.
Welcome back into Beers on Us with Mike Lynch and Patrick Harris. Thank you guys so much for listening. We soldier on through the coronavirus of 2020, and you know, I will say this, it does seem like we're getting some more hope lately. There's talk of the reopening of things, and obviously there needs to be a lot of things that will happen to get that to be the case, but there's been talk of it, and that's exciting.
Yeah, I saw on the news today that McMenamins has opened a bunch of their locations this week to do to-go food and beer, so.
That's good.
I feel like those guys, for a company that completely shut down everything and is now starting to open things back up, I think Maybe. I mean, I don't know anything. I mean, I just know what we're planning to do and stuff. I think people are starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel, potentially.
Yeah, so Kate Brown has a plan, apparently, and, you know, hopefully starting next month, which is, you know, only, what, 8 days from now, at some point next month. So it's not too far off, as long as the numbers are going down and the testing is more available, et cetera. So that's a little bit hopeful to me. I hope it's not too soon. I hope we're not jumping the gun out of an extreme amount of boredom as well as fear. But, you know, if it's safe to do so, let's do it, right? I'm all for it.
Yeah, I think people are just kind of getting ready, you know. I know that.
Well, it's good that they're getting ready and not just waiting.
Yeah, we're kind of taking some steps to just get things in place so that if we get the go, we're ready to go ASAP and not, like, you know, kind of caught with your pants down or come out of the gates not prepared. I think that would be the most dangerous thing, is if the gov says it's okay to go and we all go, but we all do it stupidly, and then we're back in the situation again.
I just
don't want to hear people like, I want to go out again. It's like, no, you just want me to work again. You don't want to go out again.
Well, I mean, they do.
You don't want to go back to work. You just want me to go back to work. Yeah. I see how
I
it
mean,
is.
But you are working, so it's
correct.
They want you to go back to work like more full time than you are at the moment.
To benefit them.
Yes, true. True that.
Losers.
If you are a listener on Apple Podcasts, I know last week's episode had some weird issue with it. Every once in a while when we upload the podcast, it doesn't get the full podcast length. And usually when I re-upload it, it fixes it. It did fix it, except for on Apple, as far as I could tell.
Oh, it still sucks on Apple?
I thought it was fixed, and when I clicked it, it said 53 minutes, and then I clicked it, and it was 26 minutes again. So maybe it's my phone. You should check on your phone just to double check. But if it's causing you issues, if this week's podcast still has issues, if you're using Apple Podcasts, please reach out to us and let us know, because I'm trying to kick IT in the ass a little bit to get it working. And the problem is that nobody's working. So
except for they won't know, because this part will get cut off.
True. True. Touche.
It is true, yes. Last week's episode is only 24 minutes long.
Yeah. And when I refreshed it, it said 53 and then jumped back to 22. I don't know. So apologies for that. You can still find that episode on radio.com and other places that you can find your podcast. I also sent a link out to it, a correct link, on my Twitter at MikeLynch27 last Friday. So if you did not hear it yet and you want to hear it, we had fun with some very, very sought-after beers. So I thought it was a good episode.
Yeah,
so,
it was fun.
So go listen to it and just find it the best way you can if Apple Podcasts is giving you a hard time. And let us know if this week's episode, if you can hear this part of the podcast, is giving you issues, because basically we have to go through a couple of channels, but nobody's in the building. So it's kind of just a little bit extra steps.
And we can repeat this at the end of the show too,
yes,
in case it does get cut off.
As a just in case. You can find us though, like I said, Apple Podcasts, Radio.com, Google Play, Stitcher, Omni, 1080thefan.com. We are at Instagram.com/beersonus. We are on our personal pages. Patrick is at PDiddy085 on Instagram. He has another live show tomorrow night,
yes,
7
sir.
o'clock.
Thursday, 7 p.m.
Instagram Live. And
I'm going to try to hook it up to Facebook Live, too, if you listen to this show and you're friends with me on Facebook.
Okay.
I never use Facebook, so.
That'll be your first
We'll
use.
See.
And I am on Twitter, at MikeLynch27, for my personal page. So you can reach out to us there. I know it's weird times, but keep sending us DMs, keep sending us messages. We appreciate the, we're getting a lot of likes and comments on our Instagram posts, so that's cool. We appreciate you guys listening and caring. So we love you all.
I've got one more heady topper left.
Okay.
Albatross.
Okay.
It's there. I don't know if y'all just didn't want it or you got scared and thought somebody else might take it, but
it's there.
I've got one left.
It's there. It's ready to go. Just, you know, just got to remember the code word. It's not that hard of a code word. Not that hard at all.
No.
It's the name of a bird.
Albatross.
Albatross. Albatross. Albatross. See? If we say it enough, albatross. They'll remember albatross, right? Albatross?
That's what I would hope.
Albatross?
Albatross.
All right. We can beer quickly.
I was told to let these breathe.
Oh, okay, cool. That's fine. We haven't even talked about what we're doing on the podcast yet. He's already pouring our beers, though.
I'm just setting it up.
Weekend beer was, for me, I got some Ex Novo because I went to the Beaverton location and picked up some pizza for myself for a Saturday meal.
I was thinking about getting some pizza tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, for Friday night.
Well, I was looking around at the restaurants and I was like, well, this one I wanted, it's closed. This one I wanted, it's closed. I was like, oh yeah, that's right. Ex Novo's downtown. I looked it up, doing beer and food to go. So I called, made an order, went in, got myself a Dynamic Duo Double IPA. I got myself, of course, a Elliott IPA, and I got the horchata.
Horchata.
Kill the Sun, which was the cinnamon Mexican-style bourbon barrel-aged stout.
Who makes that?
Ex Novo.
Oh, sorry.
it was part of my Ex Novo order.
I wasn't paying attention.
So I got those beers, which were delightful, and then I had on Sunday a couple of beers that I grabbed at New Seasons. I had a really good oat stout from Block 15.
Oh, nice.
Really cool can. I hadn't seen that one, I don't think, before. I don't think I've had that one. I've been really kind of enjoying lately the oatmeal-y stouts because they're just more drinkable.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're having a couple of beers during that day, a couple of 16-ounce cans, it kind of just makes it a little bit easier.
Feel yeah. as if like the oats are kind of like lighting it up.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. It just makes it more drinkable and you don't get as full afterwards. You're not as like wasted after drinking the...
What we're going to drink today.
Drinking the 11% beers that we're about to drink today. Yeah. So that was my week in beer. There was one other IPA that I had that I thought was really good, but I am forgetting it at the moment, but I will think about it and let Patrick tell you about his week in beer.
I stopped at Bridgetown Beer House after we recorded the podcast last week and picked up a 6-pack of Boneyard RPM and a 6-pack of Hop Wheelie from Boneyard. I actually ended up spending like $50 at the store too. I actually ended up loading it up. I got a 4-pack of a pale from Ex Novo.
Panacea pale?
Yeah. That everybody I talked to said they really liked it, and I had it, and I wasn't the biggest fan of it. And I usually really like Ex Novo hoppy beers. It wasn't bad by any means. I think I was maybe in a mood or looking for something else. It had a yeast quality that I've had in some Ex Novo beers that sometimes I like, sometimes I don't. Not my favorite, but I am willing to try it again. And then I grabbed a 4-pack of Alpha from Block 15 because they had canned that. And I can't remember if I've seen that in a can or not. But boy, is that beer delicious. I was very happy to drink
some
of that.
Yeah, I'm seeing more Block 15s I haven't seen in cans.
I mean, I think that's how it is. Yeah, I got another 6-pack of Pallet Jack.
Now, guys, we can keep doing this once we all come back to normal.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you don't have to stop.
Yeah, we are allowed to continue canning RPM and Pallet Jack and other beers that we never get in can. It's just an option
just
for
an
you.
Option.
That's all. You know, clearly your sales are doing well because every time I go, they're gone.
Yeah, yeah.
I got myself a new. I posted it on Instagram. Yep. I got myself a Pallet Jack as well, and I was like, "Ha ha! Found you!"
I know my girlfriend texted me, and she was like, "How come there's no food in your fridge?" And I was like, "What are you talking about? My fridge is loaded." And she was like, "Well, you just posted that Pallet Jack 6-pack," and I was like, "Nope, not me."
Well, also there was plenty of food in my fridge. I just put the picture of the corner where the beer was.
I know, but like I don't have any empty space in my fridge because the top shelf is all beer. and then the rest is food. So if you saw an empty
the
space.
The second shelf, all beer. Third shelf, all beer. So if you saw, fourth shelf, some food.
So if you saw empty space in my fridge, it would be like surprising is all I'm saying.
I mean, guys, I took multiple people commented that. Where's your food?
Maybe we're concerned, Mike.
Is my fridge the size of a six-pack? I zoomed in on the six-pack to get the picture of it.
All right, I'm going to pull it up right now.
It's in the bottom right of my lower shelf on my fridge. To the left is food. Above it is food. Two shelves above it is food. In the drawer beneath it and above it, there is food.
Mike, that is incorrect. There's nothing in the drawer below it.
What?
Yeah. There's nothing in that drawer below that picture.
Okay, fine. And that drawer is empty.
There's this little red thing sticking out on the side.
Okay.
What do you have behind it?
Another six-pack.
Of?
That was the...
God, that label is sexy.
That was the Worthy Stout in the background.
Oh, the Lights Out Stout, or do they have a different stout?
It was... I think it's the Lights Out Stout. It's the gold and black can. I think it's Lights Out. Mm. Gold and black or silver and black, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, look, guys, it was an artistic picture. There's food in my fridge.
We're just worried about you.
Don't
Mike,
be worried.
All.
Do I need to eat more? No, I don't need to eat more.
All right.
I need to control my consumption.
Are you still fasting?
Yeah.
No, there you go.
I mean, I do the 8 hours a day of eating, if that's what you mean.
Yeah.
Intermittent fasting. I'm doing that still for the most part. Every once in a while, I kind of break the, I get home and it's like, I got 40 minutes left till I got to stop eating. And it's like, yeah, but I want to finish that beer. So I'm going to go like an extra hour just in case, you know, which is not really what you're supposed to do, but whatever. I digress. But yeah, that was my week in beer. Had some Palo Jack. It was quite delicious. Also got myself a Black Boss, that porter that was from Poland that we had, that was recommended to us. We had many, many moons ago on the podcast.
No clue.
It was a Baltic porter, and it's only like $2 in the bottle. It's super good.
I have a Baltic porter that I'll hopefully bring in at some point for this podcast, chilling in an unmarked bottle in my fridge from the Grains of Wrath boys. I think it was supposed to go to World Beer Cup.
Ah.
And since that didn't happen, they were like, here, have this. I was like, okay.
Thanks.
We've been chilling on it for like a month and a half or so.
So we've yet to talk about the episode today. The episode today is... Oh, I'm trying to think of a good name for it, because the original episode was, what's in the box?
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Maybe...
I'm telling you, if Pitt did that movie right now, he'd win an Oscar. He would. But then it was like, oh, bud, you're still learning, aren't you?
Yeah. I think that we could call this In the Box, or This
opening
Was
the
In the box.
Yeah, Opening the Box or something like that.
Because there's other beers that are in the box that we will have to get to on the podcast at some point. But if you listen to the What's in the Box episode from a while ago, it was Chris Martin, correct?
Yep.
Listener,
friend of the show.
Friend of the podcast. And he dropped us off a case of an assortment of dark beers.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly dark beers. And you came in and said, Mike, I have this case and it's mostly for you. And I went, oh, really? And we opened it and there were four varietals of 50-50 2016 Eclipse Honey Imperial Stout. There were like four or five Clown Shoes dark beers. There were two like wild aged Brett's.
Brett Lager from...
Was it a Brett Lager?
Good Life.
Yeah, there was two of those. And I think there was one 2017 Eclipse as well.
Okay.
We haven't, this has been sitting in a box in my pantry since then. And I was looking at it and I was like, you know, there's not a lot of places we can go right now. What do you want to do for the podcast? I was like, we said we would have some of these beers in the podcast. Well, let's do it. So I chose for us today, we have two of the 2016 Eclipse Stouts with two different varietals. One is a blue wax topper, which is apple brandy barrels. And one is a, we thought was purple. That was wrong. It's a lavender.
Yeah.
Very confusing.
Lavender is a beautiful color. Purple is disgusting.
Well, that's a really hot take.
Nope. It's pretty straightforward as I sit here in my crimson sweatshirt.
This one is a coffee blend.
Java coffee is what JC stands for.
Java coffee. Okay. We were very confused because it looks purple. Mm. And we looked up and there were two different purple waxes. And one of them was Old Forester. And one of them was
Elijah Craig.
Elijah Craig 12 year. And it was like, but this is purple. And this says JC. And then it was like, we were looking for anything with C. And it said coffee. I was like, is this the coffee blend? And I was like, lavender? I guess it is lavender. Yeah.
So, and I text Chris on the spot and he got back to me.
There you go. Thank
Confirmed.
You, Chris. So we've got them both in front of us. They're the exact same beer, just different.
Different variants.
Yep.
Yep. Imperial Stout brewed with honey. This is their 10th release edition, aged in oak barrels. So they're aged in oak barrels. And these, what am I trying to say? They're in 22s, yeah. Which is definitely a nice throwback to the past.
Yes.
Because when everybody did, you know, I mean, Fremont still does it. You know, I've got all those Dark Stars that I'm kind of saving and hanging around. Those are all in 22s, but I don't even see many 22s of this kind of stuff anymore. I mean, Breakside doesn't even do it anymore. We do 12-ounce bottles now for the big boozy stuff. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of bang for your buck in here.
Yeah. The wax dip is always really nice. And I think these bottles are really classy. It's like the graphic printed on the bottle.
Yeah.
It's not a sticker, so that's really cool. It just looks really nice.
And I like that they mark what variant it is as well. Yeah, it's like a little bit of like a game.
And it looks handwritten. I think it is handwritten.
It is, yeah. It's using like a gold Sharpie.
Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. And 50-50 Brewing, I mean, like, I think this is really the only beer I'm ever going to remember having. That doesn't sound correct. That was incorrect grammar. This will be the only beers I can remember having from 50-50.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen 50-50 out here. I'd never heard of them until I saw these bottles.
I've heard of them only because there's not a whole lot going on in Truckee, California.
Mm.
And you're like, Truckee? That's a weird town.
Isn't that
like,
near...
I think it's all in Northern California. I have no idea.
Yeah, but I feel like that's a town that's near... What's the lake between Nevada and California that everyone goes to?
Tahoe?
Yeah. I think it's near Lake Tahoe.
Oh, okay.
I think. I could be totally wrong on that. The Google machine can help me, but for some reason, I feel like a person I went to college with is now living in Truckee, California.
Poor soul.
For doing like snow stuff.
Who knows? Truckee could be cool. I've never been there. I shouldn't be bashing on a place I've never been.
It is literally right next to Lake Tahoe.
Oh, booyah. Yeah. So then Truckee probably doesn't suck if it's right next to Tahoe.
Yeah. And there's like snow mountains and stuff and snow mountains.
Snow mountains.
You can tell I'm a winter sport guy. You can ski and snow and snowboard there, guys.
On the snow mountains.
On the snow mountains.
As opposed to the non-snow mountains.
Yeah. You don't want to ski down the non-snow mountains. It'd probably be pretty painful for you. Yes. I don't know anything about winter sports. It terrifies me. The only time I ever went skiing, I was a kid. I got lost and I cried for an hour until my parents came off the mountain. It was really sad. Yeah. I was scarred forever. So I've never done it again.
Yeah, I mean, despite being from here, I'm not a winter sports guy. I spend all my money on summer sports.
You're not a snow mountain guy?
I'm not a snow mountain guy. I'm a melted snow river kind of guy.
All right, so what do we got in front of us here?
Mike, let's move on.
Well, it's like, I'm an idiot, so let's move on.
Okay.
I'm about to drink 11% twice, so let's lube myself up more.
Well, Chris kind of gave me some fun, his opinions on these beers. He said to let them breathe. I'm not going to share those opinions until we're done because I think they're kind of funny. And okay. I don't want to...
You don't want to spoil?
Disturb anybody's thoughts on stuff. But in the tall, thin Stiegel glass, we have the Java Coffee from 2016. And in the offshoot, I don't know, weird looking glass, we have the Apple Brandy 2016.
I think we should start with the coffee because I feel like the apple brandy is going to be stronger.
Okay.
That's my guess.
Groovy with me.
But I don't know if that's going to be the case. When I took the glasses and I pulled them over to myself, I went, whoo!
Yeah, the smell is just overwhelming.
I mean, it's, holy cow. That smells strong. Now, my biggest fear is that these beers are going to have turned. I don't think that's probably going to be the case because they are meant to age. They are Imperial Stouts. It is 4 years old, right? 2016, maybe 3.5 years old.
Yeah, depending on when they do it.
I think it's more wintry, obviously, so maybe 3.5 years old. I've not really ever had super aged stouts before, so I don't know what to expect. It smells very coffee and chocolatey, though, when you smell it. It's got a good smell to it.
I've had a sip of it. It's very dry. Very dry on the back end. Coffee comes through nice.
Oh, yeah.
Little nutty.
Very dry.
Yeah, very dry. Like, kind of dry.
When I think about this kind of a beer, I think the complete opposite of that.
You're thinking almost a little more syrupy. Yep.
And this is, wow. Okay.
I get some of the honey. I think the honey is giving off some of that nice residual sweetness.
I think you smell a little bit of the honey, too.
This is a cool beer. For 4 years old, this is a cool beer.
I'm trying to see if I can find any off flavors on my palate. I don't think I'm finding any.
I don't really catch a whole lot.
I think the only thing that's slightly off, and it might just be the beer. It might not be like what turned in over 4 years or under 4 years. Is right in the mid palate. I get a strong whiff of the alcohol, a strong boost of it. It comes in very sweet and coffee like, a little chocolatey, a little honey. Then I get a little bit of a burst of, oh, this is really high ABV. And then I get the super dry finish. So I don't know if the middle is fading or if that was just how this beer was.
Yeah, the body doesn't seem as robust as I like expected it to be.
Right. And that's, I don't know. That's the thing that's curious about this. And we can, because we have the other one, we can kind of see if it's similar or not. I know it's a different variant, but it's the same beer. Is that just the middle of this beer, the mid palate of it? Or is that part of the fading over 3.5 years? I don't know. I like this though.
Well, the 2013 version on Beer Advocate got a 95.
Is that high for them?
Yeah, it's out of 100.
Well, I know that. I just don't know how frequently people go that high. Well,
yeah, I mean, 95 is impressive. Here we go. To the websites that I can't stand, but sometimes they give me information.
Yeah, by the way, 50-50, if any of you are listening to this, doubtful, but if you are, we were trying to figure out what wax colors we had, and every time we went to your website, we got a 404 page not found.
Yeah, I know.
So maybe fix that, please.
I thought I was about to get like Rickrolled on Reddit or something right there.
Never gonna give you up.
Did you hear that?
Never gonna let you down.
That you won't really get Rickrolled anymore because now there will be an ad before every Never Gonna Give You Up.
Mm. Unless you have Adblock on your computer.
Unless you have Adblock, cheater.
It's not cheating, it's an app.
Let's see, on Untappd, this beer doesn't have a rating.
Cool.
Awesome. Thanks. Crappy websites.
Thanks, Untappd.
Thanks, crappy websites, for doing your job like you always do.
Unless you want to sponsor us, then we love you.
They don't want to sponsor this guy.
We love you. I love you.
Beers on Us with Mike Lynch, presented by Beer Advocate
and Patrick
Harris. Tell that guy to go F himself.
All right. Let's switch.
Anyway, I think all in all, at the end of the day, I think this is a cool beer.
I like that it's very dry. Mm-hmm. I like that it gives me a very different flavor profile in an imperial stout than I'm used to getting.
I did not expect the dryness.
I have a feeling this one's not going to be as dry. Maybe I'm thinking the coffee dried it out, but to me, apple brandy is like, woo!
I know,
going for it.
I've only had one apple brandy beer in my life. I mean, if you listen to this podcast, you kind of know the styles of beer that I dig and what I tend to gravitate towards. I don't drink a lot of beers like this, so apple brandy hasn't crossed me a whole lot. Breakside, we did like a fall amber ale type thing, and then aged it in apple brandy barrels.
Is that the apple pie thing?
Mountains of Instead. Oh. That I think tastes exactly like apple pie.
Mm, yeah.
That beer was awesome, but it wasn't a stout. So I have really no kind of experience with apple brandy.
Well, take a sip.
I mean, I know apple brandy, but apple brandy barrels.
This is as different as you can get from the other one that we had. And I honestly just picked these two without knowing the variants. I just picked them because they were the first ones that my hands reached. This is a wildly different take on the same beer. Wildly different. You get, the apple brandy's like, high!
Yeah.
Punch you in the face.
Yeah, the apple there is nice.
And it kind of, again, I'm not sure if this is from the last beer, if that's the style of the beer or just it's aging, the apple brandy covers up any sort of mid-palate issues that the last beer had because it's so, I don't want to say overwhelming, but it's so present in the taste that it's like, oh, this is an apple brandy stout. It smells really good, too.
It smells like booze.
Well, it is, but it's got like a good mix of the chocolate and the apple, right? And as a Jewish person, on Rosh Hashanah, our Jewish New Year, one of the things you have is apple and honey. It's like a little snack you have that day.
Yep.
This is a little apple honey chocolatey kind of mix here. I like it.
I'm really only getting the apple brandy barrel. I don't get a ton of like chocolatey roasty stuff. I just get apple brandy like beating me over the face.
I get it at the end and I get it in the nose. But yeah, it is a lot of apple brandy.
It's still kind of dry. I mean, not as dry as the other one, but again, I don't find it too syrupy. Smells like just straight alcohol.
It does, yeah. Although if you go a little extra past it, you do get some of the stouty notes in it. Like if you leave your nose in the glass for a while and the fumes get to your head and then you're like, oh, I see colors. And then you can smell the chocolate. That's when you smell the chocolate in this beer.
Yeah, I don't know if I like this one.
This one's more up my alley in terms of what I look for in Imperial Stouts.
Yeah.
It is a little much on the apple brandy, but I've never really had an apple brandy stout before, so it's interesting to me.
I guess I think
if this was a common thing, I'd be like, wow, this is way too much apple brandy. Again, this could be because it's been aged for 3.5 years. It could be dominating more. That's not something we're going to know unless we had the 2020s in front of us. But I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting that this is the same beer with different barrels or slightly different style, and it's that different. It does taste incredibly different.
Yes, yes. It is very, very different. But I think the apple brandy is overpowering so much that I would rather just drink apple brandy.
Mm. Okay.
As weird as that sounds.
Do you have any?
I do not.
Me neither. I was hoping you had some here with us.
No, like, could go to get some, like some warm apple brandy.
Just go take a shot. Yeah.
No, you shouldn't. You don't take shots of brandy.
I was making a joke.
How would you know? You don't have any.
Well, because you don't take shots of most nice liquors.
That's true. Oh my God, this Smirnoff vodka is so good.
This plastic handle, oh my God, it's so good. What is that, HRD?
Oh man, there's a ton of stuff in plastic.
Is that HRD? Is that Hood River?
HRD is in plastic.
Yeah. See, the plastic for me was always Crystal Palace because I went to school in New York. And we said we were going to the Palace tonight. And that was just, you're drinking straight rubbing alcohol. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
But it got the job done.
Yeah. I one time was banned for life from the Moda Center. I don't think they remember this now. It was like 15 years ago. Maybe even more. God.
And you've been back since.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Maybe not 15 because I was for sure of age.
Banned for life.
I was for sure of age. But we went to a Winterhawks playoff game. And one of the things I remember is looking over and we didn't have a mixer for this half gallon of vodka from HRD, so I ran across the street to the gas station that's right there on like Broadway and Williams, right before the on-ramp to get onto I-5 North, right by the Moda Center. And so I ran in there and I was like looking around, I was like, what's going to be the best with this? And I grabbed a 2-liter of orange soda. I can't remember if it was Sunkissed or
who loves
Fanta
orange soda
or what.
Kel loves orange soda. Is it true?
I love orange soda, and I just remember
I
just remember my buddy who remained nameless, Flava Flav, as we used to call him back in the day. Flava held this bottle of HRD and this 2-liter of orange soda, dumping them both into his mouth at the same time. Yeah, we got thrown out of that game because a bunch of people were complaining that we were drunken and being ridiculous, and I don't really remember it, so they could have been right. I don't know. And when the guys, ushers came to us and were like, hey, you guys, you're drinking. You got to get out of here. My buddy stood up and was like, I'm not drinking at all. And an empty fifth of Southern Comfort fell out of his pant leg and started rolling down the aisle.
Well, yeah. That's true. He was not drinking that. It was empty.
Flava Flav was thrown up in the bathroom in between the first and second intermission. Like, it was bad. Yeah. Like, he needed help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happened to me at a Bills game, except I wasn't the one vomiting either.
Oh, really? My mafia?
Yeah, we got thrown out of that game.
Oh, man, I want to go to a mafia game so bad.
You should, but be careful, because the tailgate is as hard and as crazy as it's sold to be. And have I told the story on the podcast before? The one time I went to a Bills game, I went to Syracuse, you know, a couple hours west is Buffalo. And we were tailgating. And we bought a case of 40 Labatt Blues.
Duh.
Canadian beer. And
those beers are so different.
I know. And the driver didn't drink. He wasn't a drinker.
Perfect.
Hence why he was driving. The passenger was not a heavy drinker, and by not a heavy drinker, I mean he was a little bitch, and he only had two of the beers.
Are you gonna bleep yourself out on that one?
No, you can say bitch.
Okay.
Bitch? He had two.
Never said it before on this.
He had two beers. That left 38 beers for me and my other friend. We each had about 10 to 15 of them pregame. We couldn't, I mean, that's a lot. We couldn't finish it. We were out there throwing football, and some guy calls us over, and he has a table next to his car. And arrayed on the table is, oh, I don't know, about 50 to 75 bottles of different alcohol. He's under a nice little tent. And he goes, what do you guys want? I went, excuse me? What do I want? He goes, yeah, pick anything. What do you want? And I was like, well, I've never had amaretto before, and I've always been interested in trying it. And he goes, I've got amaretto.
Speaking of little bitch.
Well, F. and he goes, have you ever done a Dr. Pepper before?
Oh.
And I said, no. He goes, go get one of your beers. I went and I got the Labatt Blue. And he goes, pour half of a cup of beer and do the, drop a shot of Amaretto in and chug it. It tastes just like Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, it does. It's freaking fantastic.
Light it on fire and it's a flaming Dr. Pepper.
I've never done that. But it actually tastes really good.
Yeah, it's great.
So I did two or three of those. And then as the game was about to start, we were walking in and he gave us a shot of 151.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sends me to the deep end. I got chills just thinking about that.
And so we had walk beers after our 151 and we sat down in the family section, mind you. And I remember the first quarter. Apparently there was a halftime ceremony. apparently the Bills were playing a game. My friend, who was the one drinking with me, who was much smaller than me, who tried to keep up, started vomiting everywhere. I was on the precipice of vomiting, and I just kept spitting on the ground in a pool to control my liquids.
Yep.
I got up to go to the bathroom. My friend who was the sober one was like, Mike, are you going to vomit too? I was like, no, dude, I'm fine, man. I'm great, man. Don't worry about me. I went to the bathroom, came back out. Cops were talking to the three of them, and I was like, Well, I went and I bought myself some nachos.
Yes, I don't sit there at all.
No, I walked up and then I got the nachos. I walked up to them and I was, hey guys, eating the nachos. And they're like, Mike, we're getting kicked out. I was like, makes sense. And we got escorted out of Ralph Wilson Stadium and I fell asleep in the car and got immensely hungover immediately.
See, that's such a funny thing when people talk about mafia and Bills and drinking and stuff like that, because I don't know, man. That stuff all just sounds like, yeah, whatever. I don't think it's the same now, but when I was younger, when I was in college.
When I was a youngin'.
When I was in college.
Many moons ago.
At the mighty Washington State University. Yeah, that was like a Tuesday. We did that stuff all the time.
I mean.
So it's like I got a good buddy of mine. He's from Rochester. Big diehard Bills fan. He's like, no, you have no idea. They're partying so hard. You can't possibly do that at Wazoo. Everybody says that. Everybody says, no, we partied harder. We partied harder. And I just sit there and listen. I'm like, okay.
Well,
cool.
I will say this.
We're professionals. Like, you guys can brag all you want. This is just a day that ends in Y.
I've never.
This is what we do.
Been to Wazoo, so I cannot confirm nor deny.
It's lot more calm now.
But I will. I will say that. We all partied hard at Syracuse, too.
Yeah.
It is known as a party school. It was a different level going to the Bills game. But some of it was on our own doing
right. Because
the two guys weren't drinking.
Yeah.
And we were trying to finish the 40 case of beer.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit on us.
We used to do 30-pack challenges all the time.
Yeah.
Where you buy a 30-pack of Busch Light and first person to kill their 30-pack wins.
Mm-hmm. Is that really winning?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of Busch Light, but... At least we were drinking
like water.
At least we were drinking Labatt Blue. I mean, yeah. Come on. It's a little bit better than water.
Of all the crappy beers in the world, which is what you have to drink? You have to do a 30-pack challenge. What's the beer you're going to choose?
Are you including
And the winner gets $1,000.
Are you including the crappy beers like Coors Light, Bud Light, Miller Light?
Yes, that's what I mean. Domestic beers. Or imported if you prefer Corona.
Do 30 of those. Oh god. I would probably say Coors Light because it is the most refreshing like water, so I feel like I could get through it quicker.
Mm-hmm.
There's less skunk flavor in it than, like, say, Keystone, which is the beer of choice that we had at school was Keystone Light.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say probably say Coors Light.
I find both those beers way too sweet. I choose Busch Light.
Okay. I don't think I've ever had a Busch Light.
It tastes like Bud Light, but more watery.
Yeah. Okay. Keystone Light tastes like Coors Light, but more skunky.
Yeah. Keystone is the cheap version of Coors Light.
Yep.
Busch is the cheap version of Bud.
What's the cheap Miller? Natty?
Miller.
No.
No, I think the cheap Miller is... Yeah, Natural Ice might... Natty might be owned by Miller. Well, I mean, they're all owned by Coors now. Yeah, I think Natty is the cheap Miller.
Because Natty's terrible.
depends on what Natty you have.
All of
like,
them.
Like, Natty Ice is... Oof.
Well, yeah.
Natural Light's not as bad as Natty Ice. And nothing is the Beast. The nope. Beast is terrible.
The Beast is terrible.
We should do a 30-pack challenge on this... Tune in to our 7-hour podcast.
Oh my god.
7 hours. Can I drink 30 Busch Lights in 7 hours? What's the math on that?
Is your stomach gonna explode from bubbles?
No. You just
burn. Oh, that's right. You're a professional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is why we don't brag. Oh, we drank so much. It's like, cool, dude. Awesome, man. Glad to hear that.
Yeah. I appreciate your story.
Yeah, people come over to our house and they'd be like, man, you guys party hard. What frat are you in? We were like, excuse me, what'd you say? Frat?
Get out.
Get out. We don't even know what that is.
Never come back.
Yeah, but I don't like you.
All right. Before we get too into the rabbit hole of this, maybe that's an idea for a podcast in the future.
A 7-hour podcast. Drink along with us, guys.
Maybe that's like an on-location thing we can do. Maybe there's legal things. I don't know.
2-year anniversary.
Dear God.
Oh, we're not going to be able to do anything for a 2-year anniversary.
No, we had really great plans, but...
Well, that might still happen.
Well, we should probably give people some notice if that's going to still happen.
But in terms of like doing a party or something, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we had special plans, and I would have liked to have done those when we weren't quarantined. Mm-hmm. So maybe we push that off slightly, but we'll see. Again, we can't talk about that yet. All right. We got a break.
Nice.
What?
I just love looking over. Sometimes I look over and see how long it's been, and I'm like, nice. We didn't even talk about anything.
We talked about a lot of things. That's the correction.
I suppose that's true. Coming Go up, Cougs.
Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. Okay.
Sorry, man. I got excited.
You got a lot of apple brandy in him. It's okay. Coming up next, a very different beer of the week. One that is a very exciting beer of the week, and one that should stay a beer of the week for a long time. Okay. That's next. Bye. Beer of the Week time here on Beers on Us with Mike Lynch and Patrick Harris. Don't worry, guys. Nothing wrong is happening here at all. Nothing happened in post-editing that ruined everything. It's fine. This is the first time we're here. We're doing this segment. Our Beer of the Week is a very steep left turn from Albuquerque. I think I said that. And okay, I'm not going to hide it. Full disclosure, we recorded this stupid segment.
We literally just did this.
And I looked over and my mic had magically turned off. From literally word 8 in the segment, my mic turned off.
Yep.
So 10 minutes of content was me echoing through Patrick's mic in the distance. So we're just going to re-record it, and I'm going to keep a very close eye on mic 1 and make sure that mic 1 doesn't turn off on me again, you jerk.
And I was really excited because I thought that was really good.
I thought so, too.
I really enjoyed that. So then I said, well, Mike, what did we cover? He goes, I don't know. I deleted it. Okay. All right.
Sorry.
Fired up again.
The beer of the week is Boneyard's Diablo Rojo.
Boneyards and cans.
Woo! Yay! And I said this, Diablo Rojo is my favorite red. Toro from you guys is my second favorite red. And beyond that, there's not a lot of reds that I love, and I'm not counting Double Mountains IRA in that at all, because it is more of, it's a different style than just
if
having
you counted the IRA, that would be my favorite. But I agree that that beer is very different than these beers.
When I saw this in cans, I was like, I have to have it, because I haven't had it in a long time. I know that they won a GABF 2019
gold medal, baby,
and
with a bunch of Oregon breweries too.
Yeah, a lot of them.
We can go down that rabbit hole if you want.
No, I'm good.
Holla, Ale Song. Oh, shout out to Ale Song. Shout out.
Ale Song has an imperial.
Went on a giant rant about Ale Song and how awesome their beer is, and Mike was like, I don't know, I deleted it.
And we're gonna have an imperial milk stout by then at some
point. Rhino suit.
We're gonna do that.
It right now.
We're gonna go do that. If we're extra goofy, it's because we're annoyed. So apologies.
Yeah, it's not even that I'm drunk. Well, it's a good thing I didn't kill the beer, though.
I know. I still got half of it left, so it's okay.
Isn't it nice drinking Boneyard beer in cans?
Yeah, because I never thought that I would.
I know.
They've never canned, right, up until this point?
The only thing I've ever seen from them is the CBD sodas. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I've seen.
Well, the thing that I like a lot about this beer, the reason why I think it's my favorite red, is because it's got a great balance between the hop character as well as kind of the, it's not overly sweet malty or anything like that. Like some reds can get kind of sweet. It's just got a good balance. And I like that it's got a good hop character at the end of it because it gives you that extra pop. I've talked about this before with a lot of beers that I like. I like depth of flavor, hence why I like a lot of the Imperial Stouts because there's a lot of different flavor profiles going on. A lot of different, every sip is different. And I like that about this beer is that it gives you a lot in the one sip. So that's the reason why this is my favorite red ale.
Yeah, well, it comes to me. I mean, I love the hop character in this beer. I think it's really nice for what it is. And we were talking about this about 10 minutes ago, and I guess I'll say it again. I really enjoy.
Nobody knows, so you gotta say
I really enjoy the body of this. I think the body of this beer is really rad. It's not overpowering. I find reds and ambers to be a little too full for my liking, too sweet. and hard for me to kind of just continuously drink the term that everybody hates that I love, sessionable. I find this beer extremely sessionable, and you can drink this. Again, it's not overly sweet. If I reached into my fridge, which is generally full of IPAs, and I grabbed this can, say I saw the Boneyard logo and thought I was grabbing an RPM and cracked it and tasted it and was like, oh, that's not RPM. Oh, no, I grabbed a Diablo Rojo. Oh, well, I'll just drink this. Like, that's how I feel about it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean,
for me,
not,
it's like a staunch IPA
drinker. It's not putting it in the best light when you say it that way.
Well, what I'm saying is that as a staunch IPA drinker, if I grabbed this by mistake and opened it, I wouldn't be upset by any means. I'd be like, oh, okay, I guess I'm drinking the Rojo right now. Because I think this beer is really, really quality. I mean, one could argue this might be one of the best pound-for-pound award-winning beers in the state of Oregon.
Really?
I mean, this beer does well.
That's interesting.
I mean, I would even argue that a red or an amber is a tough category to win in because
everyone does one. Yeah.
Or you do one well and you're going to stand out in front of everybody. Because, like, you know, what other ambers or reds that are packaged or mass produced in this state can you think of? Because the number one that comes to my mind is Mac and Jack's African Amber.
Right, and that's not even the state.
And that's an amber, and I don't want to. Reds and ambers are different beers, like,
but they're in the same light.
But I think they're in the same light because
reds are hoppier.
They're the same type of drinker. Are reds and ambers, even though they are both very different beers. Not very different, but you know what I mean.
Full Sail Amber, I guess, would be the other one. But yeah. Beyond that, I'm trying to think of all the cans that I see on the shelves.
Drop Top.
Don't drink Widmer.
Period.
Please, if you are, please stop. Done with it.
Bitch.
You're gonna take that way too far, aren't you?
Well, I didn't know you could say that.
Yeah. Well, have you listened to Isaac Roth? He says it all the time. I don't think there's other ambers. I'm trying to think, like, of the cans that you see in supermarkets. Like, you see a lot of Bowie cans, but they don't make an amber that's
No, they
out
do
there.
The Northwest Red, and that beer is awesome,
yeah.
But it's definitely an IPA drinker's red.
It's like an IRA.
It's really hoppy.
You've got a lot
it's
of cans
great. I do
from
like
Rogue.
That beer. I forgot about the Northwest Red. I really like that beer.
You got a lot of cans from Rogue, but they don't have an amber out there as far as I know.
And I don't drink Rogue.
But they haven't been bought by Big Beer.
No, I just don't care for their beer that much.
Gotcha. Understood. Although we did enjoy a Dead Guy Ale on the OG episode. We were surprised by how good it was. That's a good beer.
When you're feeling a Maybach, baby, Dead Guy.
That was in my fridge last week, by the way.
Oh, it's raining. It's Wednesday. It's 2:30.
Dead Guy. Who else cans a lot? Eclipse cans, but they don't have a red.
Ecliptic.
Yeah, sorry. Ecliptic.
Well, they have the Phobos single hop red.
In cans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if it's in cans.
I don't know if I recognize
they used,
that.
They used to package it. I don't know if they still do. But, I mean, it's like a day one beer. But it's definitely a hoppy red.
I'm just trying to, if I'm missing any, let me know. Any obvious ones. But I don't think there's a lot of reds out there, which is interesting, considering it is a popular beer style.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if Boneyard can just stick with canning, please. Thanks.
Yeah, please, guys. I mean, I think
this
is
out there.
I think this is going well, you know. We laughed about the Pallet Jack in the last segment. I think that was saved, right?
Probably.
Okay. We laughed about that, but I mean, it's, you know, I think you're going to see, like, Boneyard, like, you're going to see people are excited that this is in cans, and you don't have to do a ton of it. You don't have to switch to a production brewery, you know, you don't have, or a packaging brewery. You don't have to do that. But I mean, to do a little bit of drops here and there of this in package and then just always have it on at dive bars. I mean, who knows? We don't know what bars and restaurants are going to look like when we come out of this.
Right.
I'm still not convinced that we're going to go back to what bars and restaurants were. I am not at all. Especially I heard today in China, a bunch of people got the vid. They found out in a study that they got the vid because somebody sitting next to an air conditioning vent had the vid and it circulated throughout the place and everyone got it.
Wow. Not ideal.
Yeah, not ideal.
Not ideal.
So this might be the sustainable life for you right now.
I will say, I think we can get back to mostly normal once there's a vaccine. Once there's a vaccine, it's going to be like a flu shot.
Yeah.
And then we can be back to mostly normal.
Yeah, I think I heard March 2021.
Yeah.
Was what the FDA came out to
and
said.
And then if there's treatments, you can still do some stuff as well, close to normal, because then you can get treated for it.
Yeah.
And not die.
Right.
All right. So coming up next week, we can do more of the beers that were in the box. I think we'll probably spread that out instead of doing it back to back. We've got a lot of Clown Shoes beers in there. We've got a couple of the other Eclipse beers in there. You said the Elijah Craig is the star. So if either of us has
that's
that,
what we, Chris
should bring,
said, yeah.
we should bring that in.
Chris says that the Elijah Craig is the star of the bunch. We've got that Good Life, Brett Lager.
Yep. And a lot of the Clown Shoes beers. So if you're interested in any of those, we'll bring some of them into the podcast. If not, we'll just drink them ourselves.
There's also one Heady Topper left.
Albatross.
But you got to DM me specifically. Yes. Don't DM the page. Otherwise, I will ban you for life.
Don't. No.
I won't do that. That'd be mean.
That'd be really mean.
I would hate to ostracize one of like the seven people that listen to this podcast.
Albatross. DM at PDD085 if you want the last Heady Topper.
I got one left.
We'll figure out what we're doing next week. Basically, we're just going to keep kind of flying by the seat of our pants here because nothing's open. We want to get back to going to breweries. We're excited to go to Great Notion. We're excited to go to Occidental. That was stuff that was in the works. Also, stuff in the works for our 2-year anniversary. Hopefully, it can still be done. Coming up in July, by the way.
Yeah.
Getting pretty close to 2-year anniversary.
Really close, yeah.
But yeah, so we'll be back every single week for you guys, and keep subscribing, rating, reviewing wherever you find us. If there are still issues for you, if you listen to an Apple Podcast, please let us know. We tried to fix it. It didn't get fixed. A lot of the other routes to listen are still working. If you missed last week's episode or you got the half version, 1080thefan.com, radio.com, I know for sure it's working there. It should be working on Google Play as well. So if you have issues, let us know. DM Instagram.com/beersandus. We will not ban you, permaban you for DMing us about that. And let us know. Hopefully the Apple Podcast stuff will be fixed moving forward, though, but we'll figure that out. And otherwise, have a good week, and we'll see you next week.
Traces.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.